What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Japan Top 10. Hi everybody, this is your host Tassie. In today's episode, we are going through our March Top 10 songs of 2021. But before we start, I have an exciting surprise for you guys. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, it's Lydia. I joined the J-Top 10 team this year and I'm so excited to be a host for this countdown. This is my first appearance on the countdown, so let me just tell you a little bit about myself. My earliest memory of Japanese music was when I was a kid and my cousin had lent me a potentially not so legal copy of Ayumi Hamasaki's A Best and later on Dua's Affinities Need Your Love. Ever since then, I've been hooked on Japanese music. I'd have to say my favorite artist of all time has got to be Aimee. I just love her soulful and raspy voice.
I do too.
I know, it's just so good. I can't stop listening to it. But enough about me. We need to get into the countdown. But before that, we would like to let you know that we are now on Amazon Music. Search Woo! Us up there and give us a listen on their podcast page. All right, let's begin the podcast. This is a new entry for this month, so please enjoy. At number 10, we had Niji, Rainbow by Masaki Suda.
Number 10.
ないていいんだよ。そんな一言に僕は救われたんだよ。本当にありがとう。情けないけれど正しないけれど君を思うことだけで明日が輝く。ありのままの二人でいいよ。 だまり見つけて遊ぼうよ。ベランダで水をやる君の足元に小さな虹。ねえ、一生そばにいるから、一生そばにいて、一生離れないように、一生懸命に気づく。
固く繋いだ手を離さない。
けてほしい。嬉しい日々は十分に笑い合っていたい。どんな言葉でも足りないような君のぬくもりに触れたせいかな。家族や友達のこと、こんな僕のこと、いつも大事に笑うから泣けてくるんだよ。何にもなかった空にポツンと輝いていた。ありがとうに変わる言葉、ずっと探していたんだ。一生そばにいるから、一生そばにいて、一生離れないように、一生懸命にきつく結んだ目がほどけないように、固くつないだ手を離さないから、離さないから。
Niji is the fifth single by Suda Masaki and was released on November 25th, 2020.
It was used as a theme song for the anime movie Stand By Me Doraemon 2.
The music video was directed by the renowned feature film director Meepo Oh, who has won awards for Best Director at both the Yokohama and Montreal Film Festivals.
Niji depicts the after happy marriage life of a couple and their first newborn. In the music video, Kotone Furukawa from NHK's morning drama Yell and Masaki Suda play the couple.
So, what did you think about this?
I thought it was a very upbeat, kind of cheerful music. Did you watch the movie Stand By Me Doraemon 2?
No, I haven't yet, but I've watched the first one and I cried watching the first one. But I, like, since I've never watched the second movie yet, but just hearing the music for this, I feel like it's very fitting for a Doraemon movie. But
Yeah, I get that feel too. It's like a little bit sad, kind of. Mm-hmm. Has a little bit of a melancholic kind of tone to it, but it's overall very happy and cheerful. If you cried during the first one,
yeah,
I think you'll need like a lot more tissues for the second movie.
Oh no! Yeah, for my background, I'm Thai, and the way that Thai people say Doraemon is Doraemon.
It's all like condensed into like a. I think I'm Chinese, and Doraemon is like ding dong.
Ding dong. What, really? That's so crazy. Yeah. That doesn't sound like Doraemon at all. Newer on our list at number 9 is Jishaku, Magnet by Aiko.
Number 9.
Thank you.
Aiko has revealed the music video for Jishaku.
The song will be included in her new album, Doshitatte Sutarerarenai Kara, I Can't Tell You What to Do, to drop on March 3rd.
Jishaku is an up-tempo song that portrays the story of a man and woman who repel like magnets. The lyrics describe the separation of the two.
The way they shot the music video was very interesting. Like, they used a lot of different contrasts and colors. I thought that was really nice.
Cinematography wise and for the music video was great. Like, it was visual eye candy for me. Like, all the colors that were incorporated. My favorite scene was like her walking in darkness, but the path that she was walking was like lighted up. I think that was cool.
Yeah, I think it's a song that will grow onto people. All right, this is a new entry for this month. All right, at number 8 we have Sozo, Create by Jen Hoshino.
Number 8. Let's take something out of nothing, out of the ordinary, breaking rules to create our own way, living every day, let's chase all the yellow magic, then we come to a whole trend, running down like three to you today, pretty number again.
して
Create is the song for the 30th anniversary of Super Mario.
Back in the middle of 2020, Nintendo started airing a commercial in Japan celebrating the 35th anniversary Super Mario. The commercial featured a song by Japanese pop icon Gen Hoshino, limited to the 35-second commercial.
In 2021, Gen Hoshino released the full version of the song titled Create.
If you listen carefully to the song, it is full of Nintendo references and Easter eggs, such as the GameCube startup sound.
I love this song.
Yeah, this song is good.
Like, I'm a big Hoshino, or Gen Hoshino fan. That man can literally do everything. Like, oh my god, like, did you hear his other song? I think it's called Home?
Like, yeah.
Something like that, but he produced a song during quarantine by himself.
Like, it was like dancing alone by yourself kind of a feel. It was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't like studio quality, I think, when it first released, and it was so short.
But that's the beauty of that song. Like, you can see how talented he is. I'm like just gushing up over him right now.
Yeah, he is so good. He's the pop icon for a good reason.
Moving one ranking at number 7 is Homura, Flame by Lisa.
Number 7.
Gina.
Homura recently broke streaming records in Japan for the most listened to a single song in 1 week.
The last streaming record was by NiziU, Make Me Happy, with 9,758,407 streams in a single week. Homura beat that with 16,741,278 streams.
Fans are eager to hear more. Homura, the first take, was the fastest video of her channel to reach 10 million views.
Lisa's had popularity in the anime community beforehand with her song Crossing Field for the anime Sword Art Online.
So, Tassie, how did you like the song?
I love Lisa. I think her,
she's so good.
Yeah, her vocals are like fire every time like she sings.
Powerhouse.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's amazing. We have a new entry for number 6, Poniteru, Ponytail by Vic Blanca.
Number 6.
Give
Bique Blanca's fifth single, Ponytail, will be released March 17th.
The song is a middle ballad that depicts a faint and sad love with the theme of spring.
Ponytail is upbeat and shows off Bique Blanca's lower register.
The album will also feature the pop song 10. So, what did you think of the song?
The concept was cute.
Yeah, I thought the music video was very cute.
Yeah. New on our list at number 5 is Sora to Ao, Sky and Blue, by Leo Ieri.
Number 5.
Kimi ga warau to ureshii kara doko made mo futari arukesou de kimi ga naitara sora mo naku yo hoshi no kakureta yoru wa soba ni ite
Sora to Ao is Leo Ieri's 17th single and was released January 20th.
This song also features as the main theme song for the comedy TV drama series Uchi no Musume wa Kareshi ga Dekinai, Date My Daughter.
Interestingly, the title of the song, Sora to Ao, doesn't just imply the sky and the blue, but it is also in reference to the characters of the TV drama series where main characters' names are Minase Sora and Minase Ao. Yo, that drama is so good. It's like about Sora to Ao, mm-hmm. and it is the names of the mother and daughter in the show. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's such a funny show. Like, if you want your, like a good Japanese comedy, mm-hmm. I would like definitely recommend this show. It has romance, it's comedy, it has drama. It's one of the best dramas I've seen in a while, actually.
Really? That's a bold statement right there. Okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah, but how did you like the song?
Oh, it's cute. I thought it was cute. Like, it was like one of those like feel good songs type of thing.
Yeah.
And the cinematography was like great. It was like, it starts off with like super like blue melancholy vibes to it, and then suddenly it brightens up. And then like, yeah, I thought it was cute. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I really like Leo's like voice. It's so pure and clean.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a new entry for number 4, Sakura ga furu yoru wa, On the Night When the Cherry Blossoms Fall by Aimeon.
Number 4.
Sigatsu no yoru wa, mada sukoshi hara zamui ne. So
premiering on YouTube March 5th, the music video has already reached over 1 million views. Woo!
Aimeon, On the Night When the Cherry Blossoms Fall, is also the theme song of Abima's last work, Don't Be Fooled by Loves and Wolves.
This song expresses how uncontrollable love is.
Aimeon stated, "During the recording, I was a little nervous when thinking again that these lyrics still had such feelings in my body."
It is a wonderful song that makes you think about someone you care about. I really like Aimeon's voice. Like, I found her out through this podcast, but like I was like going through her other famous songs, Marigold. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that one's so popular.
Yeah, that song is good. But if we were to compare this song to Marigold, I don't think you can really...
No comparison?
No comparison.
I think, like, one thing I do appreciate about her is, like, she writes her own songs. Like, this one, I think she wrote it by herself. At least it's credited to her on the streaming platform.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Moving up two ranks, at number three is Universe by Official Higedanism.
Number three.
Take a-
has been the biggest driving force for Official Hige Dandyism's large success in the last few years with songs No Doubt and Pretender, gaining hundreds of millions of views.
Pretender reached 100 million streams in just 23 weeks as well.
One of the driving factors behind this success could be the quality and quantity of the tie-ins related to their songs. Music festivals and popular events have many Official Hige Dandyism songs.
Universe has become another extremely popular song from the band. And it's also another Doraemon movie song, but this time...
Is it actually?
It is.
What? Oh, is this the latest Doraemon movie that's out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the traditional, 2D.
Gotcha.
So what did you think about this song, though?
I like it. I really like Higeda. It's catchy. The lyrics are kind of poetic. I don't know. His voice is so easy to listen to. It's so smooth and
Yeah, and their vocal range is crazy.
Insane. He goes so high.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think of this song, though?
I like it. It's it just sounds like a familiar Hige Dan song.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes. We have a new entry at number 2, Naki Warai no Episodo. Episode of Laughter by Moto Hiro Hata.
Number 2.
Orange no crayon de Egaita taiyo dake jama da Nani ka 足りない気がした涙色したブルーこぼれて広がってほらいつも通りの空
Motohiro Hata began playing guitar when he was 3 years old and has been singing and writing songs since middle school.
He has worked on many anime songs, including the seventh opening for Naruto Shippuden, Tomoe Date Sakai, and the opening for Itazura na Kiss.
He has released 6 studio albums, with the most recent one being Copernicus, released in December 2019. I like him. I like his voice. He's like super calming. His music?
Yes. Like super soothing, relaxing.
Did you see the music video for this?
This one, I don't think I did. I think I just listened to it, but...
In the music video, it starts off him on like a hill by himself singing, and then as the music video progresses, you'll see like cute little crayon drawings and like designs onto the screen. So like, it became all like happy and lively in the end, and I thought it was cute.
I think it's like very fitting for the title of the song, where it's Episode of Laughter.
Yeah, it's like super cute. Yeah, overall I like this song. Lastly on our list at number one, new on our list, is Haruo Dorobo, Spring Thief by Yorushika.
Number one.
Sakura.
Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo consisting of a former Vocaloid music producer, En Buna, and Sui, a Japanese female vocalist.
The band is extremely secretive, with their logo being in a combination of a clock and an eyeball. They have never revealed their faces and have only held two concerts, one in July 2017 and another in August 2019.
The reason for the secret is that they want their audience to listen to their music without any preconceptions. Let the music speak for itself.
They have released three albums, with the most recent being Plagiarism from July 2020.
What do you like about it?
Okay, I love this song. Like, I've been listening to this song on, like, repeat.
It's a mood.
It's a mood.
Yeah, it definitely could make you happy. Like, I definitely see that. Like, it's very spring-like, right? Like, very...
Yes, upbeat. That's why I like it.
It's perfect to listen to right now, for sure. I think it's really interesting, the song. It has a lot of contrast, I think. Like, especially in the chorus. Mm-hmm. We're just like, do-do-do-do-do. And then, like, the next verse is like, do... Like, it's kind of flat. Do, like, she creates, like, do, 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 do. Some riffs. It's really interesting, yeah.
So, although we finished our countdown for March, we have some extra goodies for you guys. Next is an indie extra spotlight by Matthew Howard and his song Midstream Ruins.
Matthew Howard is singer, drummer, pianist, and programmer from Orlando, Florida, with a passion for strange and punchy soundscapes.
The title track of his first album, Midstream Ruins, is a not-so-subtle nod to the compositional styles of anime opening theme songs, melancholy chord progressions underneath hopeful melodies.
In his own words, "Bonding through music has made me friends across many international borders. I have seen people made hopeful again through music, and I wish to extend that experience to anyone who hears my music."
He would like to tell you guys, and to our team, thank you to Japan Top 10 for selecting my music for their consideration, and thank you to any who take the time to listen to my passion project.
Matthew has been kind enough to offer Japan Top 10 listeners the chance to get Midstream Ruins for free. The first 99 people to get in touch with Matthew via Instagram at Scored Silky. That's SCOURED SILKIE. Or you can email Matthew at matthew.howard.drummer@gmail.com and you'll get a free download of via download link. So go reach out to Matthew.
Our next song is a 90s flashback by Yuki Haruhara, and that song is Poda Star, 1997.
Come on up.
actress and singer Yuki Haruhara was an up-and-coming child star during the 1990s.
Polar Star was the theme song to the 1997 TV Asahi adaptation of the popular manga Glass no Kamen and Yuki Haruhara's debut single.
She first started out as a member of the early 90s idol group Sakurako Club.
Haruhara released four more singles up to the end of 1998 and one album.
And now we have a special extra for you, the 80s idol song, Namida no Jasmine Love by Sonoko Kawai.
Sonoko Kawai was the 12th member who joined Onyaku Club in 1985 at the age of 20. She was an instant favorite among fans for her cute looks and sweet voice.
She launched her solo career with the release of single Namida no Jasmine Love. in September 1985.
She graduated from the group in 1986, but continued releasing singles such as Aoi Station and Sakai no Labyrinth.
By 1987, Sonoko changed her image from sugary pop, pursuing ambitions in songwriting.
Her seventh single, Jessie no Higeki, from her fourth album, Rouge Blue, was marketed as a self-produced single during its promotion campaign. Anywho, this was our last song for this episode.
So, in our next episode, Edward and Dean join forces to bring you a brand new indie artist interview episode. They'll see you in a week from now. Bye! Thanks for listening.
Bye!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.